Thank you, Dorothy. That's a heartwarming piece indeed. However, there are some animals which probably send a shiver down all our spines. Snakes. Let's Talk gardening expert Charlotte Philcox says that she has always been passionate about encouraging wildlife into her garden. That was until she received a very unwelcome visitor. Listen to Neil with Charlotte's tale.
It's a sunny Saturday in early autumn. The doors and windows are wide open and I'm sitting in my living room, chatting on the phone to my sister. Nothing unusual in that, so I do a double take when a sudden movement beneath the coffee table catches my eye. It's a quick, wriggly sort of motion, not something you would normally associate with coffee tables, and for a moment I wonder if I am dreaming. Unfortunately, I'm wide awake. Oh my God, I shriek, there's a snake! And there is. There really, really is. And for someone like me, who is completely snake-phobic, it is one of the most horrible moments of my life. OK, the thing is pretty small, but it is still a snake, and as I watch it, it winds its way with a horrible, sinuous squirm under the rug. I leap to my feet. Sorry, must go, I yell. Take care, shouts my sister, as I slam down the handset. She's probably imagining an attack by a giant anaconda. There's no point in screaming or crying, although my heart is going like the clappers. My adrenaline-fueled response is to rush into the kitchen and grab the first container I can find, which happens to be the dog's empty dinner dish and a bread knife. Well, that would do you in a situation like that. Clutching the tightly both, I gallop back into the living room and leap onto the coffee table. I'm amazed that I managed to balance at all, as my toes are curled up with fear, literally into the soles of my feet. Tentatively, I lean forward and lift the edge of the rug with the bread knife. But there's nothing there. A shudder runs through my whole body. Where has the snake gone? Careful not to leave my eagle's perch on top of the table, I lean even further forward and prod the bottom edge of one of the conservatory door curtains. And there is the snake, about to disappear into the drapes. Somehow, and I still can't quite recall how, I manage to drop the upturned dog bowl on top of the creature. It is clearly very cross and I can hear it clanging around inside. So just to be safe, I grab the fruit bowl and chuck that over the top of everything as well. Surely nothing can escape from under that lot, can it? I breathe for the first time in minutes, suddenly aware that I am shaking from head to screwed up toes. Half an hour later, several neighbours have been called upon for help, and the snake, still furious and lunging at anything within close range, has been safely confined inside a plastic container with a strong lid. Not by me, I hasten to add. Needless to say, by the time leading up to this point has definitely not been stress-free, especially when my next-door neighbour's wife checks the search engine on her phones for a photo and announces that our prisoner is an adder. Much to my relief, further research shows it to be a young grass snake, although I must confess that I still haven't confirmed this for myself, as even photos of snakes turn my insides to jelly. Once we are all convinced that the captive is benign, animal-loving friends from over the road are happy to take it away, as they have a pond. There are lots of grass snakes in the garden here anyway, one of them says, rather too nonchalantly for my liking. Maybe that's where the little blighter came from in the first place. Looking back, I suppose there were some good outcomes. After scrupulous cleaning, my house ended up cleaner than it had been for months. I didn't find any more snakes, but I no longer leave the back door wide open. Sometimes gardening for wildlife can be too much of a good thing.